died, or maybe not died completely, but the sound card died. And well, we'll shall see. All right, so let's see what we are doing. We are going to download the I didn't talk over the download the energy, and then we talk. There are three people here, all three from the course. Let's hope nobody comes, somebody else, so that you can like yell at me and do whatever you need to do. All right, so sit. Okay, who's hurting? Rhonda. Just, close your eyes. Relax your face. Relax your eyebrows. Relax your forehead. Relax your nose. Relax your chin. Relax your jaw. Relax your jaw more. Really relax your jaw. You're gritting your teeth. Your jaw is holding all the anger. I'm breathing. You need to learn how to relax your jaw. One of the ways you know that your jaw is relaxed is that it kind of hangs like the way you are in an airplane and you drool. But you don't open your mouth. It opens because of the weight. Better. Don't hold your breath. You're a big girl. You can walk and chew gum or breathe and relax your jaw at the same time. Okay, it's going to be hard for me to do this work if you stay this tight. Alright, so sit in your chair straight, back straight. Let's locate the self. Ben, yourself is, of course, in the mind. Rhonda's self is in the nose. Interesting. William's self is you also have a headache if I feel it correctly. You have your headache in your temples. Alright, so we are going to activate the attention. It's like your lower arm. It has a hand on the end, and we are going to pull down the self to the physical center of your body, which is just under your navel. The important person is me, so I'm going to grab myself, because if I only make you a lawyer, I can't do this work. All right, so we are going to pull it down like you pull down a sun shade on the window, slowly, so that it doesn't snag. And it's almost there, and it's there. And put your dominant hand against your under your belly button, against your belly, and wait until your hand and the self connect. You're going to know because they start pulsing back and forth, like Morse code, just even. Okay, I have the pulse. So while you are doing whatever you're doing, I am going to connect and climb up. I need you to stay down there, that way you can't piggyback on me or bother me or try to help me, because then I can't do it. Okay, connecting, and climbing. I hope you don't hear the noise from my phone. I couldn't connect through the computer. And climbing. Wow. I'm not even getting closer. Climbing. Yeah, it's getting hotter. Good. Okay. Alright, I am up, sitting on the edge, and waiting for the light to find me. While I'm waiting, I tell you that every day I expect my ability to connect and do my work to disappear. Why? I don't know. A nightmare, but it's a gift, and the gift can be taken away. And the light is not finding me. I am at the right place. Yeah, you need to learn to be ignored, to be not noticed, not considered, because as long as you have a huge agenda to be noticed, to be nice to, obey and all that caca, you have an agenda and you repel what you want. I'm saying this because I need to do the same thing. And yeah, the light is coming. You can feel it? Alright. It's caressing my head. Interesting. Nobody has ever asked if I have ever come up here not on a day of power, and what I experienced, I never came up here on not in a day of power. But honestly, that's how it feels, as if it weren't a day of power. Interesting. Is the sky open? The sky is open. Oh, that's it. Okay, now it's starting. Okay. It's dribbling. Very slow. So it's going to take a while. It's okay. Just keep on breathing. Keep on connecting the hand to the belly button. Or whatever is there. Oh, it doesn't even reach my shoulder. This is how it sounds when you have an agenda, by the way. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to come down like a fire hose. I am so disappointed. I look so bad in front of my students. Blah, 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 blah. All right. I'm just putting the conversation on loudspeaker. Not mine, yours. All right. It's coming nicely. It's slightly warmer than body temperature, which is interesting. And it dribbles. So patience is a virtue. If I am there for whatever is happening, without wishing it to be different, calling it right or calling it wrong, then it's just going to come down at its own speed. This is where I learn to learn what religious people say. It's not in your time, it's in God's time. The light that I'm connecting to is about as close to your God image as it can get. All right, finally my vessel, which is like a chalice, started to fill up. Somebody's afraid. Just don't be afraid, I can feel it even up here. Oh, it starts to feel like home and warm and fuzzy and nice. I had the birthday in a really long time. Alright, my vessel is full. So I am going to check Ben's vessel full. No. Any light in it? No. Monifa? Any light? Yes. Rhonda, any light? No. William, any light? Okay, so Rhonda and Ben did not allow the light in. You may want to try it again, but if you have an agenda, or if you hold on to something, then the light is not going to go to you. Alright, I'm going to come down. It's a lot like the fireman's pole. And then we can talk. Well, I feel better. Oh, thank God. Alright, so who's here is Ben. Ben, I'm opening your line.
Alright.
Hi. Mute yourself. Monifa? Are you there? Okay, I am muting you because you're not answering. Rhonda?
Hello?
Hi, mute yourself please.
Hey.
And William?
Hi Sophie, William here.
Said your name, you didn't have to say it again. All right, mute yourself, please. All right, so what are we going to talk about? You can ask questions, raise your hand, and your line is open, but don't just start talking. Any questions? Just consider that Monifa is not in the course. So if you ask something that she doesn't understand, then I'm going to have to explain. All right, any questions? Yes, Ben.
Just interested in that experience where the light is not coming in for me, and I did sort of feel my belly expand, but I'm just wondering what I can maybe look at more.
Well, one of the things that the playground does is takes your attention off what you want so that you can be in sync, in step with the universe. The number that shows that is the about me number. So yours, when I last measured it, which was this morning, I think, was 90%, which means you are not open. Same with Rhonda. William's about me number is 70, which is totally surprising because it was 30 yesterday. Something happened. And Monifa, let's see your about me number. more than 10, more than 20, more than 30, more than 40, more than 50, more than 60, which means that when somebody is 70 or 60, they are still open, not fully open, but somewhat open. But when somebody has 90 or 91 as Ron does, then you are not open at all. You are really in stitches. The self-concern prevents you from being open.
So there's, yeah, I mean, I noticed a little bit that agenda of, like, I need a top-up or something of energy. Is that sort of, does that relate to what you're saying there, where it's kind of like I'm trying to get an energy boost from doing the call, even?
Well, everybody, that's why we are doing it. So so that is not an agenda. That's why I'm here.
Okay.
Agenda is forceful.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so coming here for what's available is not forceful. It's meeting what's there. But needing, wanting, having to, needing to, wanting to, and should are all like forces.
Yeah, okay.
And whether it's you or somebody else, it is always a violence, I call it. It may be a strong word, but consider that it's violence. On yourself, on life, on other people, on everything. That's why... That was the very first, really the very first thing I saw that was my insight or invention or whatever it was. That's when I knew that this is my job. It was almost 20 years ago. I tried to ask Landmark to include it in their programs, and they laughed. So, ah, well, anything else? Anybody else?